It's 10:01 a.m. on Monday, February 26th. I hereby call the special Board of Directors meeting to order. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? See, all five members of the Board of Directors are present, and we have a quorum. Just before we move to public comment on agenda items, I think people probably know this already from the agenda, but the comment for a special meeting, first of all, is only for items that are actually on the agenda. And two, the major item on this agenda is 3A, which is comment that's related to the strategic planning process. So in the public comment section of this agenda, you will not be talking about that. So this is for things that are on the agenda, other items, but if you're going to have something to say specific to the questions that are the topics, I should say, that are delineated in the item 3A summary, those six items, you should wait till the item 3A comes up. So is there any public comment on items on the agenda, excluding the specific comment areas outlined in item 3A? Anybody in the hall? Ms. Dodson, anyone online?
No.
And any written comment?
No.
Thank you. So we'll move right along to our, I think this is probably the major item. We're going to be doing actually this and a finalizing of the agenda for the workshop on March 4th. As you can see from the agenda packet, we had considerable a great response actually from the public, from people who went to our website and submitted comments. I think it's a tribute both to the interest that this community has in what we're doing and also to the staff's work and our improved communications with the public. Because this is by far the largest in quantity and quality, the best response we've gotten prior to a strategic workshop, strategic planning workshop, I should say. So kudos to everybody involved in this. I would say going into this session, this item, this agenda item, that I will welcome additional comment on these topics and the six topics given in the summary are the same ones that were listed in the, I think in our invitation for comments. One is, what are the Cambria Community Services District's accomplishments since the January 31st, 2023 strategic planning workshop? Two, what are the Cambria Community Services District's current internal strengths? Three, what are the Cambria Community Services District's current internal weaknesses or challenges? Four, what are the external factors, size trends, e.g. of any kind, that will have a positive impact on the Cambria Community Services District? Five, what are the external factors and trends that might have a negative impact on the Cambria Community Services District? And then sixth item is, please describe your vision of the Cambria we want future generations to inherit. Now, if you've already commented those, sent comments in, and you see your comments on the summary that we handed out, you don't really have to repeat it. However, if you haven't yet commented and you want to submit something, or you have submitted something since this agenda was put together, or if you want to comment online or in the hall here, the best way to do it, I think, in terms of organizing our time effectively, is if you have a speaker slip, for instance, put the number of the item, the discussion item that you want to comment on, or the number or description, so we'll know when to call you. Because I'm going to go down through these one through six and ask if there's comment on item one, for instance, and I'll ask if there's comment on item two. So it's good to know in advance, if you're doing slips especially, which or it's not just one, you can comment on several, but which ones you want to comment on. So without further ado, I'd like to open this to comment on item one, which is, what are the Cambria Community Services District's accomplishments since the January 31st, 2023 Strategic Planning Workshop. First, I'll ask if there are comments from anyone present here at the Vitz Hall. Then, Ms. Dodson, anyone online?
No.
And anything in writing submitted on this?
I only have two comments in writing from Christine Heinrichs, but she's in the room, and I'm assuming she'll...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good, because it's good to focus the comments on the specific item. So you have none for this one, right?
Correct. No.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Number two. What are the Cambria Community Services District's current internal strengths? In the hall, anyone? Anybody online?
No.
Any in writing?
No.
Okay. Number three. What are the current Cambria Community Services District's current internal weaknesses or challenges? In the hall. Via Zoom.
Yes, Lauren Crosby Swartz, followed by Tina Dickinson.
Thank you. Swartz is first. Thank you.
Good morning, President Gray and members of the board. This is Crosby. You've received a lot of community input so far related to the CCSD's water supply. Some people feel that we have plenty of water to allow new connections. Some feel that we do not have enough water. The problem really is that the district doesn't actually know how much water it has, particularly with the operation of the WRF. We're not in a drought right now, and so running the WRF doesn't really prove how it would perform in a drought. So that leaves, really, there's only one option that we can do right now to try to clarify this matter, and that is to run some computer groundwater models to isolate how much water is actually added by the WRF. I've submitted a detailed description of what needs to be done to the general manager and the utilities manager. Haven't gotten too much response back, and I don't know if any action is being taken. But that's what needs to be done. Some of the claims that are in the project description and in the 2020 Urban Water Management Plan are not actually supported by facts, and this is a problem, and it's going to continue to be a problem until the district resolves this. They need to really grab this thing and try to resolve once and for all how much water does the WRF add to our supply. I hope as a minimum that the general manager and the utilities manager have discussed this with our hydrologist, Mr. Gus Yates. I'm sure he could add some facts to this discussion, and also could suggest some of the model runs that need to be done. But that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Swartz. Ms. Dickinson?
There we go. Thank you. I find that this whole strategic plan is a waste of time. I think that we have many issues facing the district, have been facing the district for a long, long time and haven't been addressed. And I refer to, you may say, the board may say, well, we are looking into this, it is ongoing, but the main water line that broke in 2021, still not resolved. The CIPs at the wastewater treatment plant, not even started as far as I know, and the Stewart Street tank. But I see that many of the comments, and I've gone through them, are heavily weighted by folks from the water wait list. And I really take offense when I read one like this. Quote, CCSD, like most agencies, is in dire need of cash. The district gets revenue from the sale of water. While conservation is commendable, it has cut revenue. Residents refuse to have water rates increased to pay to maintain infrastructure. Nothing could be further from the truth. We have had many, many rate increases, excessive rate increases, and we still have not seen what we were told those rate increases were required for to have taken place. And I just find this absolute a waste of time. Tomorrow morning, we have another meeting with a special meeting of the Finance Committee to talk about some very interesting items that are being proposed. I think you've got to really look at the water wait list. You have to look at the moratorium. You don't have the water yet. What is this really all about? It just seems to me like an endless game, a fruitless game of wishes that I don't see coming true. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dickerson. Anyone else to comment? Any written comments?
No.
Thank you. So we'll move on to item four, topic four. What are the external factors or trends, such as economic, political, technological, health, and environmental, that will or might have a positive impact on the Cambria Community Services District? First of all, anyone in the hall wish to speak? Ms. Dodson, anyone online?
No.
Any written comment submitted?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Number five, what are the external factors or trends, such as, again, the same, any number of things, economic, health, technological, political, or environmental, that will or might have a negative impact on the Cambria Community Services District? Again, anyone wish to speak who's here, who's present here? Ms. Dodson, anyone on the Zoom?
Yes, Lori and Crosby Swartz.
Laura or Crosby, please.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Gray and everybody. This is Laura Swartz this time. I just want to make a statement because I see this as a potential threat to Cambria. And my husband and I, you know, Crosby's, we've been homeowners here since 2008. And what I see in the community right now, there's a lot of people out there that did not have the experience that we did of 2014-15 with the water crisis. And so they didn't understand what we're going through, and they keep pushing some ideas that seem to be threatening. They didn't experience, you know, the shower. We couldn't take showers. That was inconvenient. We couldn't flush as required. That was ugly. And the thing is, then we brought in honey huts, and the commercial people got very upset about that. So, I mean, we're facing some threats here. And until this machine, I'll just call it a machine, proves that it has enough water at a reasonable cost, you know, we're in danger of going back to where we were before. I mean, if you go ahead and expand our population, and then we have another drought again, and the machine hasn't proven itself, or it's so costly, now we're going to be in really big problems. But wait, there's more. Okay, the thing is, you also need to consider, if you go after all this stuff vigorously, to raise the connection fees, because we, the homeowners, have been paying millions, and I mean literally millions, over the years to beef up this infrastructure that other people are going to tie into. So we need to raise the connection fees, if there are any. The other thing too, okay, any growth-inducing project is going to trigger the BRP, the Build-Out Reduction Plan. So these are the factors that I would hope that the board and all of the staff really look at before they push in any direction and threaten Cambria as it is now. So that's, you know, I could go on, but I think I just made points. I don't want to threaten Cambria as it is. Please keep us intact. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Schwartz. Anyone else online?
Yes, Tina Dickerson.
Ms. Dickerson?
Thank you. Another bullet point that I saw in the comments, quote, Cambria and all of California are no longer facing a drought. Long-term weather forecasts may suggest increased precipitation for our region for the foreseeable future. Those of us who have lived in California for decades, have experienced extreme drought. That's what led to the EWS being put in place in the first place in 2014. From the drought we were suffering in 2012, an extreme drought in 13, 14, into 15. And when people make comments as ridiculous as that we're no longer going to probably face another drought, are these the people that CCSD are listening to? I hope not, because while we've had two successive years of abundant rainfall, that's happened in the past, and we don't know what is in the future. My presentation to the district in January 2014 was for a reservoir. That's what we sorely need still, and yet no movement to something that falls from the sky free that could have been done, but nothing has been done, and millions more in excess of the loan of $13.4 million, in excess of the $4.3 million from the state, have been spent and continue to be spent on this project that has not given us a single drop of water. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dickerson. Anyone else online?
No.
Any comments in writing?
No.
Thank you. Going on to our final item. It's please describe your vision of the Canberra we want future generations to inherit. I think Ms. Heinrichs was going to speak, right? Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you. Always my favorite subject. I just feel like Cambria could be a model community. We just have everything we need here. Such a wonderful location and really a wonderful population. Moving forward, to support your strategic goal for water, to meet the ongoing challenges of effectively and reliably managing water resources in our sensitive ecosystem, the district should make resolving the Coastal Commission's notice of violation dated April 19, 2022 a priority. Resolving the issues raised in the NOV is crucial to other water use planning. The NOV found that the district is extracting too much water to maintain adequate water levels, with resulting impacts to fisheries and riparian vegetation. It charges that the district's extraction of water from Santa Rosa Creek wells violates its CDP. It also violates the county's LCP. It states that studies show that both of these creeks are significantly suffering. The excessive extractions are also damaging fisheries, riparian, and other habitat. Lacking biological studies leaves the district lacking documentation of change, either for better or worse. We're still waiting for those biological studies that were due a year and a half ago. CCSD is in violation of its CDP on both these points that has led for decades and is continuing to lead to unpermitted and significant resource impacts, the NOV says. The Coastal Commission has not pursued resolution of this NOV in an informal arrangement so long as the district does not issue any more intent to serve letters. While that provides a temporary solution, the NOV should be resolved and entirely satisfied. They give a couple of ways to resolve it: to immediately cease from issuing any will serve letters for any new water using development, to submit a water extraction and resource protection plan to the executive director for review. That, of course, relies again on those biological studies that we don't yet have. The modus of violation can be a guide to resolving Cambria's water responsibilities to local habitat. Please include resolving it in the strategic plan. And another point, I suggest that the board add to its strategic plan disbanding the water wait list. The district should recognize its water limits and make a decision to conclude this dysfunctional creation. The board is more likely to get a favorable outcome with as little rancor and litigation as possible by directing this process.
Excuse me, we're at 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought we had a little bit more in this special meeting.
I'll let you, since you're the only one speaking, but.
Put me into topic five. The water waitlist carries a weight of suggested benefits, which creates potential cause of action legally. It's a source of lawsuits. The district has a finite amount of water. The Coastal Commission has evaluated its water resources as not quite adequate to serve current residents and commercial needs, while leaving enough in the creeks to support protected wildlife and its habitat. The district has an obligation to pursue supplemental sources of water. Its dedication to the EWS testifies that it has made these efforts, but failed to produce supplemental water to support adding connections. The community has paid millions in its search and it has a continuing commitment of more than $1 million a year plus payments for the EWS. Barring piping or trucking water in, the district's supply is limited to existing users. Operating the plant to reprocess wastewater may be worthwhile, but it will not provide supplemental water to support adding new connections from the water wait list. It's time to disband it and relieve the district of this source of contention. Disbanding the water wait list should be added to the district's goals. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in the hall here? No. Anyone online, Ms. Dodson?
Yes, Tina Dickinson.
Ms. Dickinson, please.
Thank you. Yes, I would say, why did people, or why have people chosen to move to Cambria? We bought a home in 1997 before the moratorium, but we had been receiving the Cambrian for a long time when we were living elsewhere before we moved here. And it was pretty clear to us that water was an issue long before the moratorium was declared. And so I don't really have much sympathy, if any sympathy, for those who continue to explain why they feel they have a right to be here because they're on the water wait list. Many of them, some of them, came onto that list after 2001. So that doesn't make sense to me. Also, we live in a small town, a single lane highway, Highway 1. We do not have the infrastructure for more traffic. It's already congested. The tourism alone has impacted our town. I'm all for businesses doing well, but the impact on traffic because of the numerous events that take place is another reason why I do not believe there should be more development. Also, the district used to have a permit for 1,230 acre feet from the San Simeon Aquifer. That was reduced to 799 because the district failed to apply for its license, its permit, in a timely manner. And so it was the State Water Board gave them the permit for what they had put to beneficial use. So how this town really expects to grow from the WRF, whose whatever water is produced from that is included in the 799 acre feet a year. So I think the board needs to take a serious look at what they need to do in order to take care of the folks who are in unlock on the water wait list and how to resolve that. Because the water right now simply isn't what we can take from the aquifer. It isn't something that's going to be doable. So thank you for letting me comment.
Thank you very much. Ms. Dawson, anyone else?
No.
Okay. Any written comments submitted?
No.
Thank you. Well, thanks to everyone who commented today and commented prior to today. The input has been very, very thoughtful and extensive and very important for us to go through. You may notice that there's also a list of comments that was included, supplemental list that was given out with comments along the same on the same topics from participants in the workshop, which is the participants include the board members and certain staff members, major staff members. That's going in, everything is going to go into the hopper essentially in the workshop next week. So the comments from the public, comments or comments from the participants will all be part of the process. I want to moving on, actually, that's a good segue, moving on to item 3B, which is the discussion and consideration of the agenda and preparations for the March 4th 2024 strategic planning workshop. I want to basically, I think, open it up to the members of the ad hoc committee who have prepared this agenda and prepared this event, essentially, to maybe introduce it. Maybe if Mr. McElhenney wants to say anything before that, your usual role is introducer of staff items.
Thank you, President Gray. Yeah. You've been doing a good job, so I didn't want to step in. Okay. So, yeah. But yes, agenda item 3B, discuss and consider the agenda and preparations for the March 4th strategic planning workshop. There's no fiscal impact, and it's recommended the board of directors discuss and consider the agenda and preparations for this strategic planning workshop that is to be to be held on March 4th.
Yeah. Thank you. Members, Director Dean and Director Thomas were the committee that prepared it. Do either of you want to say anything to? Okay, Director Thomas. Director Thomas, go ahead.
Thank you, President Gray, and thank you, Director Dean. And in a moment, I'm going to suggest that Dick Clark have an opportunity to come to the podium and give the participants some perspective as our facilitator. But I just wanted to emphasize all of the input we've gathered. If you think about traditional strategic planning processes, you do as thorough a job as you can, due diligence, understanding the current state. And that's all the data that we've gathered up to this point, of course, with the exception of input for the vision. And most strategic planning processes, you start with a good understanding of where we're at now, look at where we want to be, what's the vision of the future, what do we want to accomplish, and then that next segment is how do we get there, and the how do we get there is the nuts and bolts of the strategic plan. That's where the goals and objectives come in. So next week, the first, if you look at the first, all the way down through topic 9, the expectation is that that'll sail along fairly quickly, because at this point we've got all this input, we understand the current state. Not much expectation that it's going to take a long time to high grade to any sense the strengths, weaknesses, and external factors. We've already done our homework on that. There will be a substantial discussion on that, but then next, diving into the vision, that will probably take a little more work, because this will be establishing the vision, a vision for Cambria for the first time. And there are, in the packet, we've got, I guess the process was, we got all of the input, dozens of comments. And again, thank you. We got close to 200 comments total that Director Dean and I organized, and lots of comments on the vision. We boiled that down to a paragraph, and several of the workshop participants for next week suggested alternative vision statements, and so we'll dig into that, and no doubt Dick will lead us through a wild and woolly and productive discussion on that. And then you see item 11, the core values, like why are we reopening the core values? That tends to be driven by the vision of any organization. So it seemed logical, even though this is not a major update, that if we're establishing a vision, let's take a look at the core values, and are there any missing that would drive our district behavior towards that? And also on the subject of major versus minor update, you know, every 3 years the district plans a major update. If at any time, and there is some discretionary language in the process, that at any time it's clear that the environment we're operating in has changed substantially, some step change in technology or external factors are usually what drive that, then immediately the board would react with a major strategic update. We've all looked through the input we've received from the public, and while the wording is different and it's organized differently, there's nothing in that set of data that anyone would consider a step change, things we hadn't seen a year ago or 2 years ago. Then we get to topic 12, and my guess is that's the bulk of the meeting next Monday is, all right, now we've got the goals, we're not creating new goals, but within the goals and the framework we have, let's define the objectives for the coming year. And that's where I expect we'll have some substantial work and then the follow-up. And with that context, anything to add, or should we have Dick, because we'll ask, is that, you know, for Dick to explain the, so how are we gonna do that next week?
I think you did a thorough job of covering it, thank you. And the way that we're doing the strategic plan workshop, the preparation for it is a little bit different than it has been in the past, because in the past, we've had a meeting just a couple of days prior to doing the workshop for public comment, and we've received very little public comment. So putting this out into the public way ahead of time, I think gave the public a lot more opportunity for input and a lot more time for those of us involved with the workshop to absorb what the public has said and to take it into consideration as we move forward. So I think for, you know, future workshops, we need to do this as well, because we are here to serve the community and we need to hear what the community has to say. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were trying to do. And I'm amazed at how much input we had. I think we had about 50, close to 50, I think Ms. Dodson said.
47.
47 members of the community. Yeah. Sent in almost 200 comments on this questionnaire, and we got quite a bit of input from the workshop members as well. So I think we've got a lot to consider as we go forward, and I appreciate everybody's input, and I think Mr. Clark has something to add to this. We probably should remind people that this is the public comment period for next Monday. Next Monday is the actual workshop, and we will not be taking additional public comment.
I wanted to clarify that too, that the way this is structured is that it would be an open meeting, so there will be opportunities for the public to view what's going on, but the public comment, as Director Dean says, for that meeting is going to be today, and it's really been basically been conducted, and the meeting itself will be held, I think, in the adjoining room, right?
Here.
Oh, here. It'll be held here. Good. Around a table, however, we'll be around a table, and there'll be seating, sort of in the halo around the table for people to sit to watch, but there'll be no public comment actually. And I guess since Mr. Clark is up here at the podium, I would like to introduce him, and also maybe you could elaborate a little bit on the procedure, how that works. Dick Clark is a very, very important member of the Cambria community, and I don't know if I can go into detail about the many things he's involved in the community, Cambria Community Council, most notably maybe. He's also been involved in some of the ad hoc work that Director Farmer and I did just recently on the Vets Hall and what to do with it, and he has a multitude of involvements in various nonprofits and other groups in Cambria. So he's very, very well qualified for this job. And he can maybe say a little bit more about his professional background too, which also is relevant. But without further ado, I introduce Dick Clark.
Thank you, President Gray.
Yeah.
Where is he gonna start? I'd really like to thank the directors for this opportunity. I did seek it out. And the reason I wanted to do this because you represent a microcosm of the community. We have five independent thinking directors with one goal, and it's what's best for Cambria. And I want to be part of this process because I am active in the community. So I do thank you. For the community that has submitted 200 comments and stuff, I've looked at them. My background has been with United Parcel. I spent almost 30 years with UPS. I spent 10 years working on strategic plans when I was the industrial engineering manager in Southern California, Kentucky, and Indiana. I spent my last 7 years working for strategic planning. This would have been the late 80s and 90s when we were implementing the, what I call the electronic clipboard, or the acquisition device to go digitally. So I was involved in the planning. I ran a messenger service where we did the beta testing. So we did all the testing in the messenger area before we implemented. Then I was on the implementation. I'm a firm believer of plans. When I worked for UPS, my tagline was make a good plan, then execute it. And the strategic plan comes into that area. At UPS, we used a 5-year and a 10-year plan. Because out there at 10 years, we had to decide where was that building going to be, and you had to work backwards on land acquisition permits. We had to, you know, estimate the drivers, which size package cars. So my mind thinks in planning. So that's where I hope to take you. As Michael said, the meat of the meeting's in number 12. So we're going to hustle through where you said preview. We're going to do quick reviews or previews. You've probably got enough material here for a week meeting. I'm going to try to shove 6-7 hours material into 5. So we're going to move quickly. I'm going to run it as a business meeting. There's not going to be any of the fancy stuff of breakout groups, of developing relationships. There's going to be no breakout groups. We're just going to do it as a group to save that time. The ad hoc committee has given us all the information we need. This is better than we could do on our own, sitting around the table next week. That's pretty much what I've got. I just, again, thank you for the opportunity. It's going to be fun. There's more for the staff. I'm very pro-biased toward the staff. I need you to come prepared. We're going to be talking about objectives. I don't think the 3 years is enough. We're coming into this election in November. We have 20 years of experience here. 16 of those years are up for re-election. So things are going to be different from December 4th. So if Director or Vice President Scott is president, we have to make sure we give her a plan. So we smooth is seamless is what we're looking for. So what I need you to do when we work on these objectives, make sure you come prepared with, I have the right manning, I have the equipment to meet these objectives. If I need help, we know it. We can't help you as a community if you don't have the tools, the manning, or whatever might hold us up. But we want you to be successful in reaching that objective. I've said enough.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Clark.
You're welcome.
Any questions from the board, just for Mr. Clark? Okay, we'll catch him later. Thank you very much. That was a good rundown, and it also shows that the value of the work that the ad hoc committee did in developing. They not only developed a specific agenda, but they developed a whole calendar for the lead up to the agendas. We've had two meetings at which we had there was a special section devoted to comment on this item, on this workshop, and of course the extended period of time when we were inviting comment on the website. And this is all the doing of our ad hoc committee, Director Dean and Director Thomas. So I want to really give them a shout out for their work, because this process has been greatly improved from the past, and I think it's going to be a much more productive workshop because of that. And on the agenda itself, I think this is a discussion and consideration item. So I have two requests. One, I guess, any board members who have anything they want to tweak or change in the agenda, suggest it now. We can. I don't see any need to change it. But if you have any suggestions for alterations or improvements, and then we'll kind of a motion to approve it, Dr. Thomas.
Well, I just wanted to add, so as we, as directors prepare for the coming week, we read through it all again with the question in mind, what objectives do we need to add to the goals we have to resolve the external threats, to resolve the weaknesses, and to reach the vision, and as well to leverage the strengths and the external, tailwinds, if you will. But primarily, we're looking at what are the weaknesses we need to overcome, what are the external threats we, and what it is we're going to do. So, we come prepared with specific objectives that we'll want to offer.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes.
Vice President Scott.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I do want to say I have not met Mr. Clark. I am impressed with your experience, and I look forward to working with you in a week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Any other comments or Director Farmer?
Yes, thank you, President Gray. I just want to make a couple of comments, and hopefully I can remember them because they just went from one ear to the other. First, I want to remark on Mr. Clark. President Gray referenced the fact that Dick is involved in many various causes, I guess you would say, in the community, not just the Cambria Community Council, but he's been extremely active in how the historical museum functions. And you see him there working outside, doing things inside with the board and everything. So I just wanted to add that because the museum is an important part of the community. And also with regard to the amount of feedback that we receive from members of the community, which is far greater than has ever happened before. And I think it has a lot to do with all of the changes that have taken place at the district in this past year, from having a new general manager, Mr. McElhaney, from the new board members and how active they've been, just being more visible on social media, being more involved here. I think the fact that everything has been upgraded, I guess you could say, with regard to those of us that are involved with the district, has a lot to do with why we've gotten a lot more feedback. And so I just wanted to put that out there because I know some folks feel, a bit negative about the district, how much we're not accomplishing, the challenges that we're not facing and that type of thing. I'd like to think that we're doing, well, I've said this before, that we're doing the best that we can moving forward. And as I've mentioned in the past, having been on the board now almost 8 years, and that's kind of frightening, and having lived here 37 years, that this is by far the best that this district has ever functioned. We have a number of challenges on the horizon that we need to deal with, but if we've ever had a group of people that are capable of doing that, this is that group. And I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. Any other comments? Dr. Dean.
I'd like to agree with Director Farmer about this. I think this is the best board and staff that we have had in a long time. We all work very well together, and I feel like we've accomplished a lot in the time we've been on the board, and especially since we hired General Manager McElhaney and made all these different changes in our management staff. Yeah. I think we're functioning very well. I would also like to say that when Director Thomas and I met with Mr. Clark to discuss being the facilitator, that we were both very impressed with all that he had to say about mm-hmm. how he felt the strategic planning workshop should be conducted, and that we should do it in a very business-like manner. And he's had so much experience with doing this. I think this is going to be one of the best strategic planning workshops we've ever had. And I really do appreciate him volunteering to help us. And if no one else has any comments, I'd like to make a motion.
Please go ahead.
To approve the agenda and preparations for the March 4th, 2024 strategic planning workshop.
I have a second.
Second.
Yeah. It's been moved by Director Dean, seconded by Vice President Scott, that this board adopt or approve the agenda and preparations for the March 4th, 2024 Strategic Planning Workshop. Could I have a roll call, please?
Director Dean?
Aye.
Vice President Scott?
Aye.
Director Thomas?
Aye.
Director Farmer?
Aye.
President Gray?
Aye. Moving along to the final item, which is essentially the making the adjournment official. I don't know if there's any need for an actual comments, because all the items basically that we've discussed are sort of incorporated into this summary. I would just say that I appreciate everybody coming today to who wanted to comment, and I appreciate all the comments, all the input that we've been receiving from the public. And also, I want to appreciate, state my appreciation to the ad hoc committee for developing this highly effective schedule leading up to the workshop. And as we said in the prior discussion, this meeting that we're adjourning to will be not a closed meeting. It'll be a public meeting, and it'll be open to public to observe. There'll be no public comment, but of course, it's going to be something that we'll be doing in front of everybody. So, you'll know what's going on, and hopefully that you'll be pleased with the result. So, I guess, in terms of how to do this formally, I guess I just simply adjourn the meeting to March 4th. Mr. Hirsch, thank you. I was going to ask you.
There should be a motion and a vote on adjourning the meeting to the March 4th date at 9 in the morning.
Okay. So be it.
So the record is clear.
Okay. So for the record, I'd like a motion on the adjournment to March 4th at 9 a.m.
I would be delighted to move that we adjourn this meeting to Monday, March 4th, 2024 at 9 o'clock a.m., where the board will hold an adjourned special meeting to facilitate the strategic planning workshop.
I'll second.
And moved by Director Thomas and seconded by Director Dean that we adjourn at this time to Monday, March 4th, 2024 at 9 a.m. in the same location. To hold an adjourned special meeting to facilitate a workshop to update the Cambria Community Services District strategic plan and set a date for the next strategic planning workshop. Can I have a roll call, please?
Director Thomas?
Aye.
Director Dean?
Aye.
Director Farmer?
Aye.
Vice President Scott?
Aye.
President Gray?
Aye. The meeting is hereby adjourned.